We few, we happy few. Take the traveler and the tourist. The essential difference is travelers like us don't know where we're going, and the tourist don't know where they is. Robin, you ain't no tourist. How are you this morning, baby?
I ain't no tourist no more, baby.
Give that voice a little bit of lift there one time.
Hello, everybody.
Broadcasting live as we're ever going to be. Brian, how are you this morning? Give me the sign. Whoa! Animal, are you with me right there, babe?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Oh, that's the voice.
You're not a tourist. I'm a native now.
Roth Radio, broadcasting short distance from New York to Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Should we open up for the phones this early? I've been up since 1986, but maybe others are just starting to align themselves here. What do you think?
We're not going to say hello to Yakima this morning?
We missed Yakima.
If we touch on a subject that catches your interest early, I'm going to give you the number early. We're on davidleeroth.com, and it's 866-313-3733. I'm feeling very modern here, baby. And the most modern thing is always coming off of page 6. First thing in the morning is where I go for all my news, my secondary and tertiary. I'm going to reflect on some of the emails that we got yesterday after we talked about Spielberg and Kathy Griffin, who evidently made a comment about Dakota Fanning getting out of rehab. And we got a whole lot of pros and cons on that. You got a vibe on that one, now that you've had a chance to think about it?
I'm hoping she's going to come in and defend herself, actually.
Kathy Griffin come on the show?
Yes, Kathy Griffin, yeah, that would be pretty fun.
I'm hoping that Spielberg comes on the show. I'm hoping that Spielberg gives a call, or maybe we can get some representatives or something.
You think that'll happen?
Probably not. No, I think the whole thing is a kind of a besmirchment. If, in fact, he actually... Okay, here's the story. According to the story, he threatened Kathy Griffin when she made the comment on the red carpet about Dakota Fanning is supposedly out of rehab. And as usual, the self-exalting, how many actors or producers or directors in Hollywood does it take to put in a light bulb? Just one. I hold the bulb and the world revolves around me, right? and I think Kathy was making a comment about Dakota Fanning. Get out of here. Most people don't even know who that is. They just know that it's a child actor. And what she's reflecting on is this crazy, obnoxious, stupid, freaked up business that I keep re-enlisting for, that it gets younger and skinnier and younger and skinnier. I don't know. One day I opened up Playboy magazine and all the girls were younger than me. Did you ever have an experience like that?
Yeah, every day. Hutch just asked me this morning, very delicately, can I ask you, how did you put it, Hutch?
I just wanted to know roughly what age group.
Yeah, he said it so well, I wish I could remember now.
I'm 40-11.
No. Well, I just said I'm younger than Dave, so.
49-99.
Nevertheless, I don't think the joke was at all about Dakota Fanning. The joke is about how this crazy business, just like Gypsy Rose Lee style, remember the story about the lady who brings her kids up too fast, too soon, on the road, whatever, and they get younger and younger and younger, and we don't pay any attention to it until finally rehab is now, that used to be something reserved for Uncle Bob when he was in his 40s, right? You sent him to the mission. We didn't even call it rehab. Old Bob went to the mission.
Is that what the Cure was?
No, darling, the Cure was an unhappy rock band from the 80s.
Not that right? Cure.
That's me on the toilet. No, that's R.E.M. But it's the same. It's the same spiritual mindset. Oh no, I ate too much. I saw a thing with Stipe on television where he interviewed somebody. I'm going to remember what that was because it was a good moment. Anyway, back to Spielberg. I love Spielberg's gig. I love his work. I love his stuff. Hey. E.T. Bone Joan, one of my favorite expressions, man, as a child. But now, if in fact he called to say, you got to knock it off, or have the lawyers call, which is what Griffin claimed, to say, Mr. Spielberg's a very powerful man, and she got fired from the red carpet, I think, on the...
Yes, she did. Like I said yesterday, I don't know if it was for that incident, but she's been replaced by the lovely Mr. Ryan.
You know what I think it is probably a cumulative value. Look at me talking like an attorney at law here. I learned a lot from Darth Vader and Sons. I work for a lawyer.
Don't we all?
Well, I actually work for an accountant, if there's any left. It goes to the lawyer. Oh, you got to see my tax return. It says, how much did you make? A. B. Do you have any left? C. Send it in. Maybe I... They think I'm joking. Okay. If, in fact, Spielberg made the comment, because that Michael Ovitz did that from CAA back in the whenever the early 90s or whatever, with the script writer Joe Esterhaz or whatever. It was a very famous letter. Joe sent a letter to him saying, you're never going to do this. You can't boss me around. You tell me you're going to send your henchmen or whatever. So I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, because I got to believe that Steven Spielberg would not issue a fatwa on a comic. A humorist. These are the court jesters who keep the king on a straight and narrow. If you can't allow the comic and the court jester to keep the king honest, who will do it?
But don't you think it's strange that it comes out now when Mr. Spielberg has a big movie on, you know, a big movie out?
I wonder,
because this happened a while ago, and yet here it comes. Several months later, he's going to make a statement. So, did he make a statement, or did she? I don't know who made the statement. That's the beauty.
If somebody has a vision on this, or if even from Page Six, guys, give us a call, because this came right out of the page yesterday, and we got a whole lot of pros and cons on it. I want to give the benefit of the doubt, because I can't believe that a Jewish movie director coming out of the kind of background that Spielberg did, which was all Coppola, Lucas, and Scorsese, and that was that whole time period, that all of a sudden now he's judge, jury, and hangman. I would expect that kind of nonsense out of myself or you, Robin, but not...
especially on a little Irish comic.
No, come on. Comics are the people who keep it straight. Everybody else has an agenda. Everybody else has a program and a plan and wants to get elected. Every actor wants to be a director. Every director wants to be an award winner, etc. So the comics kind of know you're always going to be living in the margin, man. You're always going to be living with the musicians and the poets, kind of in the margin of society. You'll be popular, then you won't, then you'll be popular. And it's going to be up and down, you know, like crazy for you. And consequently, you can take more chances. You can say what's on your mind. I think that Griffin was commenting on this crazy, freaked up business.
This business we call show.
Yeah, and she's making fun of the whole idea of how we just foster these kids until finally they're whittled away, literally. Anorexia and bulimia are now fashion accessories. It's something that it's definitely it's a rich person's disease. It's a rich person's affliction. I don't imagine there's anybody in Africa who has anorexia.
I agree with you. Another rich person's disease, or show business disease, something they call exhaustion. That's a favorite of mine. When you see admitted into a hospital for exhaustion.
Or asthma attacks.
Or asthma attacks.
Well, you know,
that's the new exhaustion.
That's the postmodern exhaustion.
30's the new 50, and asthma's the new exhaustion.
And in terms of this crazy business, and if somebody says, oh, what are you talking about? You're exaggerating. Well, of course I am. Rise and shine. Wake up and smell the rock star. This is Roth Radio. New York's telling Philadelphia. Sharing it with Dallas. Bossing around Boston. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and Yakima.
Yakima.
All right. Not Yakima. Not yet. Static.com. Again, benefit of the doubt. Take it all with a block of salt. From Roth.com. Reports are that an Ashley Simpson sex tape was stolen from her home in California late last year. Right now, there are only screen caps, but what does that mean? There are only...
No idea.
Who knows? But the tape apparently is of Ashley and an ex-boyfriend, and the tape is said to be made before she got famous. I don't believe it for a second. What
before
do you think?
Before she got famous, what was she, 9?
Is she...
How old is she?
How old is she now? Is she old enough to even have a vagina now?
Is it open for business?
I don't think so. No, I'm serious. I don't think so. I don't buy this for a second. I don't think that either of those girls would get carried away in that kind of... Nick, definitely. Nick and a sex tape. It's like Lil' Kim in jail. It's only a matter of time. That was the only thing between her and jail was time. The only thing between Nick and his sex tape or his drunken brawl. Or before, come on, what happens to
you
these
guys? You talking
guys?
About Lachey?
Lachey, touche, go ahead.
Now, he was from 98 Degrees, right?
Oh, why are you looking at me? Look at Ozfest over there. Hey, kid.
Yeah. I'm thinking he's down, like,
and
right
you
now.
You actually admit that? No, who knows? Maybe it's a great band. All right.
Well, since the divorce from Jessica, I think he's down to about 95 degrees.
Okay, you. It was a good joke. It's early. They can't all be jams.
It'll all come together.
Can anybody sing?
I'll try it again later.
Can anybody sing a 98 degree song? Can we rev that up? Find something on the internet there, Dukes. Download it. Steal it. Feel it for free. Ah, payback is free.
The 3 degrees.
I don't.
Yeah, 3 degrees.
Yeah, right. It's Ashley Simpson sex tape. I don't think it exists. It's a great news story. However, Paris Hilton, I'm going to believe everything I read from this point on because it's a lot more fun. Paris Hilton and her sweetie Stavros Niarchos. Did I just go dyslexic? Did somebody write that backwards? His name is a typo. It's like these guys are from over in Brooklyn in the Mideast section, you know, where the names are all consonants. My name's Tru. Schnur. Where Paris Hilton and her sweetie Stavros Niarchos under the influence. Yeah.
I wonder.
I can just get with this. Were they under the influence? If I was Paris Hilton, I certainly would have been. When they had a recent car crash, okay, with a little push like, with a caboose like that, there's bound to be a good car crash up ahead, huh, Paris? Daredevil Wild Boy. Steve-O, that's the fellow from the show.
He's one of
Jackass.
The...
Jackass.
No, it's
Jackass.
Wild Boys is a different show, is it not?
Yeah.
What? What's the difference?
Well, it might be the new Jackass, but
he was on Jackass too.
Jackass.
Oh, so it's like reality shows where you kind of have created your own genre and now you spin up into it?
I guess so.
I like that. Daredevil Wild Boy Steve-O claims that he gave the partying pair some mind-altering substances.
Dude, turn up the headband. I can't hear the lava lamp.
That's Brian Young in the background. Look it, go for it, man. Get this, sounds good.
Trails, dude.
Anyway, somebody had some mind-altering substances, and it's usually the rhythm section, but I'm not averse. Okay, shortly before the November fender bender, about a half hour before Paris Hilton had that car crash, I may have given her some mind-altering substances. Steve-O blurted out on Jimmy Kimmel last live week. That sounds good in the background. Go ahead, man. It sounds like mind-altering substances. How would I know? He also said that prior to the accident, he had met Hilton and Niarchos at a nightclub and provided them with nitrous-filled balloons. I probably shouldn't say that, Steve-O said, and added, whoops. And I only have $500,000 stashed behind the wall at Club 54.
Okay. Did you ever have any experience with balloons? The one time I did, it was not filled with nitrous. What's nitrous?
It was stuff. Filled with your husband, you slut. No, I had to get back at you because yesterday Brian confided in us that he had been choked by a priest, and you said with his hands.
Okay.
So, you know, I got it. You know. Always take care
Keep
of the guitar
a beauty,
player.
Dave.
Always take care of the guitar player. That's your buddy. It's like SEAL Team here. Go nowhere without the guitar player. About a half an hour, I already read this. I must be on mind-altering substances. I'm in radio now, like, permanently. Well, you know, as permanent as I'll ever be, right? So do I get to develop a Vicodin habit? There's certain things that you dream about, right? Why be rock and roll unless you can have mind-altering substances like Paris Hilton?
So nitrous would be laughing gas, then.
You get it? Use a pun, go to jail. I have done nitrous, laughing gas, at the dentist. And now look at my teeth.
I had a dentist once that let me work the nitrous machine by myself. And that was an awful lot of fun. Like, there are two bubbles, and you have to keep it in between these certain things. And he knew me, and boy, was that a good day.
Mornings have never been so enabling. Roth Radio. Broadcasting from the nerve center of our gangland stronghold here in New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Texas. All my exes live in Texas. Actually, two of them, and I want to discuss that later. We're going to do a booty call. Boston, a couple in Boston. Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Have you heard the word? West Palm Beach is so within reach. Florida, I adore you, but first I want to talk about Christina and Kelly. And, of course, I'm going to get Spielberg to weigh in on all of these accounts here. Christina and Kelly, I see you're a little upset, Robin. I do.
I'm just like,
don't try and hide
Spielberg.
It. Don't try and hide it from me. I'm a little anxious.
Do not mess with me.
No, really. It's Well, which one do you take sides with? Which one do you prefer? This is like Anna Nicole or Pamela Anderson. Which one do you, which side do you take? I mean, don't read the story. Just
no,
you're either Democrat or Republican. You're either black or white. You're either right or wrong. Come on.
I just like that they call her the cherubic Kelly Osbourne. Because to me, cherubic is code for future American Biggest Loser.
Well, no, it means that she's a heavy user at McDonald's. And
very happy meal.
It means there's frustration in the family. Actually, mom was cherubic up until Plastic Makes Perfect, which is, something she talks quite freely about. What does that mean for a kid to grow up between mom, who's actually got a really good brain? Mom is really clever, really smart, and dad is
not so much.
He's 2 degrees south of just quite not there.
He's 2 degrees south of Ozzy Osbourne, actually.
Oh, right now! You're from there, right? Aren't you from?
From Birmingham, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm from Birmingham up there, like... I
don't think there's anything happening in there. Christina and Kelly, that led to nowhere. However, Bjork voted world's most eccentric celebrity. Let me ask you this. Bjork, B-J-O-R-K. Is that a verb?
It sounds like one.
I mean, do you Bjork?
Do you?
Oh, well, wait. Is it onomatopoetic? Is it, do you do something and it sounds like Bjork?
It could be sex. It could be nausea. It really runs the gamut.
It could be a verb. You could Bjork somebody.
You could Bjork.
You could Bjork them incessantly. Bjork.
Not in a swan suit,
I could
though.
Bjork you all night long, man. Bjork you all the way to the end of this show. Bjork. Okay, this is Bjork. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
David Lee Roth.
Nick Lachey in the background there. The NFL announced yesterday that it does not plan to renew its $6 million a year sponsorship deal with Levitra, and that it has no interest in signing on with Viagra, Cialis, or any other erectile-enhancing product. Reason was that the NFL feared that the television commercials may become too risque for young viewers. So we've selected Nick. Which Nick is going to be nothing but erect.
And for the next 8 months at least.
That's right. That's right, Robin.
I feel like I'm getting married.
Do you feel it? Can you feel it coming out of you? You feel Nick, don't you?
I do.
He's in you, baby. He's in you. God. Like his words right now.
Oh, God.
He's in you, Mom. Oh, man. Does he make you feel like Jessica? It's like... Nick, he's coming out of the stereo. Look at the speaker, baby. Put it over here, baby.
Makes me feel like Jessica. Just a
you little strumpet. Is it chicken or is it tuna or chicken of the sea? Well, let's have a look. See. Play the guitar. Go ahead. Live in the studio, Brian Young. He's hate to think that... Go ahead, throw that loop up in there. I'd hate to think that...
Attention, por favor. David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth.
Your attention, please.
Welcome to Club Dave.
Roth Radio. I'd hate to think that we...
or that loop.
Don't even ask me to spell segue. But I'd like to think that... how is it we trade in Viagra for steroids? Are you against steroid use in football and stuff like that?
Oh, man, I think either everybody has to do them or nobody has to do them. That's how I feel.
What if we created a league?
What if
we created
that.
A league where that's easily to go? Because they tried that in, in bodybuilding, right? And they banned steroids or some such along the way, and attendance fell off. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you don't want to use the word fell off in occurrence, you know, with the word steroids, but that's what happened.
Well, that was one of the things that happened when the commissioner dropped the World Series in baseball, and they canceled the World Series that year. I don't remember, 5 years ago or something.
Why did they cancel the World Series?
Oh, because everybody was on strike, and it was a whole big mess, but they canceled, you know, American Pie World Series baseball, and then the fans were so pissed off that they... they weren't coming back. They weren't putting butts in the seats, and so that's when the steroids started happening. Because
people, you need to do
because they started hitting home runs, and then the fans were like, "Okay, you cancel the World Series, but now I'm coming back. I want to see people hit home runs."
Okay, I got a question here. I'm going to steer it away from the traditional. This is from the book "Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs" from my buddy Chuck Klosterman. He's one of the senior editors over at Spin Magazine. He writes great stuff for Esquire and a whole lot of other people. We're going to open up the phones on this, 1-866-313-3733, davidleeroth.com. You can email us. Suppose, genetic engineers at Johns Hopkins University announced that they have developed a so-called super gorilla. Though the animal cannot speak, it has a sign language lexicon of over 12,000 words, an IQ of almost 85, and most notably, a vague sense of self-awareness. Oddly, the creature, who weighs over 700 pounds, becomes fascinated by football. The gorilla... I'm trying to do this seriously. The gorilla aspires to play the game at the highest level and quickly develops the rudimentary skills of a defensive end. ESPN analysis Tom Jackson speculates that this gorilla would be borderline unblockable and would likely average 6 sacks a game, although Jackson concedes the beast might be susceptible to counters and misdirection plays. Meanwhile, the gorilla has made it clear he would never intentionally injure any opponent. Okay, here's the question. You are the commissioner of the NFL. Would you allow this gorilla to sign with the Dallas Cowboys? Okay, give us a call, 866-313-3733, because I think we can answer a lot of these steroid questions. I think we can go ahead and whip it up there, white boy. 866-313-3733. I think that they should set aside a league, okay? And if you want to do that to yourself, it's like Keith Richard. If you want to burn your candle at both ends, here's the match. You want to burn your candle in the middle? Here's the next match. You could do like me. You could take a new Junior Miss flamethrower to your candle and 23 times the light, 1/3 the time. Yo!
I wonder what they'd call the league. You could call it like the Backney League, because you know the steroids give you back acne, which I just love to call Backney.
Are football players now tested for taking steroids?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Pretty much every 15 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the issue then with taking Viagra?
That's not a problem.
It's just another drug, though, and they're having a big issue about this.
Yeah, but after Janet Jackson and the Super Bowl, they want to de-sex the Super Bowl as much as they possibly can because they got so much crap for it.
Because of Janet Jackson's
little thing, and now they have farting horses and Mike Ditka doing Levitra ads.
So it's got to be all sifted through the mind of a 12-year-old.
That's right. We're going to have a Norman Rockwell Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Norman Rockwell's time period in football was way colorful. The Norman Rockwell's time period was the dirtiest play on the field and the most drug use and the most carrying on at the penthouse after the game. Yeah.
Yeah, and don't kid yourself. They'll take all these ads away and it'll be filled with beer ads.
So
getting everybody drunk is okay.
So selling beer to kids is better than Viagra.
Yeah.
And you don't want them to know about steroids, but you're going to sell beer. What about breakfast cereal? Do they sell that on football?
I don't think so. It's going to be all cars and booze. Well, not booze, but beer.
You think so?
Yep.
Yeah, I think Budweiser have the most ads in the Super Bowl this year.
And the ads at the Super Bowl are the most expensive ads on TV ever all year long. The NFL runs the television stations because the revenue from ad sales on the NFL is just mind-boggling.
How much for a commercial, do you know?
Oh, yeah. It's up like probably $1.5 million.
And the only people who can afford that is Miller Beer and Geico car commercials at this point, huh?
That's right. A lot of dancing geckos.
Well, would you say, is it okay to sell beer instead of... Why is it okay to sell beer instead of Viagra? What's the difference? It's the same. It's the same impulse.
Sex.
And when you drink 3 beers, what do you think of? Sex.
Well, you know what? The guys watching football might not think of that after 3 beers.
Oh, football's nothing but violence, and that's all. Sex. Who's the man? Who's the man now?
It's a little more about you that we're not sure needed to know, but okay.
No, really. You know, that's violence, man. You know, that's what that's based on. It's who's in power now? Who controls the field now? You know, what do you think war is about? It's the same stuff. Why do you think they choose to sell Viagra, you know, during football games as opposed to, do they sell it during golf games? Well, with Tiger Woods, maybe they would now. They certainly don't. Do they sell it during tennis? Probably not.
I can't watch this.
You can't imagine Viagra ads during, ping pong, right? Do they? So no. They would have Viagra ads maybe for, poker? That's the new sport, right?
Oh, I bet they do.
I would definitely bet they do. That's a Las Vegas-based issue.
I bet they do. Have you seen the ads, too? Because you always see this dreamy housewife, and she's just got, like, this great look on her face, and then her husband's sitting there with his arm around her.
Oh, yeah, what drug is that?
That's Levitra and Viagra and Cialis.
Is Levitra, is that over the counter?
I don't think so. I think they're all prescription.
Right. Because the Levitra ad is so funny that you'd think it's like over the counter from a health place or something, right? Because he's got that fake 1950s kind of, hey.
Yeah, guess what we just did.
He looks like Dennis the Menace's dad. and the mom is all, she likes something from Pleasantville, right?
Yep. And they've all just had a good time in the bedroom or the bathtub or wherever you see them. But they're always really smiling and they just have that look on their face.
I solved the whole issue, man. About a year and a half ago, I got a penis implant. No, seriously.
How'd that work out for you?
No, instead of the little impressor, it's called the air thing like that. It's the new kind, and it's got like little hooks on the bottom. And they gave me a kickstand from a Harley Davidson.
What are the hooks for? Carrying your groceries?
And I just slide the kickstand down there. Like, don't laugh. Static dry weight tested up to 1,800 pounds in a stiff wind. No pun, honey.
It walks into the room 2 minutes before Dave does.
Hey, keep it oiled and it'll outlive both of us, hot stuff. You can leave it for your granddaughter. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, soon Yakima.
Yeah.
866-313-3733. We're talking about football and what they should and should not be advertising. Once again, I don't think it's the incapacity of kids to absorb what they're seeing on the TV set. It's the incapacity of mommy and daddy to explain what it is that they're seeing on the TV set, okay? Ads for Cialis and people are hugging each other in a bathtub or whatever. Well, you're going to have to explain that, much the way Ohio farm couples have to explain things a little earlier to little Johnny and Sue when, you grew up on a farm. You grew up on a farm animal, didn't you, man?
Yeah, I did.
And?
Yes, I did. Grew up on a farm.
Whereabouts?
Down in Alabama. But the thing about those commercials and stuff, my favorite part is all the, they say, well, if you take this, make sure you don't have high blood pressure. That's what kills me, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, wow, why would I take this and all this stuff? I'm serious, why would I take this and all these symptoms that comes behind it? That's the part I don't get, why would they pass something like that? Because it's only for a chosen few,
Okay, so you're saying that causes the symptoms, you think? They're saying in spite of the symptoms,
yeah,
right?
In spite of the symptoms, but they said it would make it worse, Like me, well, I'm married. I don't need it, but...
Yeah, but the upside is you can have...
Here's doctor.
Yeah, but your wife is a nurse.
Right. Now, she's a food service director.
Well, then you can dovetail the two. And if you understood that joke, you're on your third double shot of espresso as well. Go ahead and take the spots there, Hutch. Yeah.
David Lee Roth in the morning.
David Lee Roth, Yakuza. Asa ichiban ni rokuji na Roth. Itsumo onaji.
Radio New York, Philadelphia, Dallas. Way too often in Boston. Hello, Cleveland. Pittsburgh, have you heard the word? West Palm Beach, it's all within reach, baby. Yakima, I didn't forget you. 866-313-3733, DavidLeeRoth.com or the DavidLeeRothShow.com. Talking about football. Football. Everybody's talking about football. Steroids. And all the different, well, there's a whole lot of drugs and dope and everything that's mixed in that they're trying to get rid of and that people don't want them to get rid of. I'm wondering, should we make them get off steroids? Do you really care? Do you really want Keith Richards to sober up? It's almost a rhetorical question. Don't ask me to spell question. Does it really matter if we're selling Viagra in, you know, during a football game? Where else would you sell it? You know, not that many people watch drag racing compared. So yeah,
it's football or NASCAR.
Where anywhere that you sell beer, you would sell whatever. You would sell Viagra and anything else that goes along with that. Does it matter if kids see that? And if they do, isn't it upon you to explain it? Okay. Sammy, ads and freedom of speech, it says. Sammy, are you there? You're on.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm calling up to Central Valley, and I just see all this stuff on TV about non-smoking ads and all this. You know, they bombard you with that, and they should also have, if you want to have non-smoking ads, have some smoking ads also. Put that on TV. Put Viagra. Put everything on there. And freedom of speech is what I mean. But the only way it goes the other way is when they give, like, freedom of speech to someone like you, and you say all this, your jokes are boring.
Just spun off of one subject and into another. You lack focus. Which one do you want to talk about?
Oh, I'll talk about the first one. Freedom of speech. You should put it on. You know, ads should be everything. Everything you want to hear.
I believe that, but then you're going to be levying a whole lot of responsibility onto a whole lot of parents and legislators who don't want that responsibility. Here's another one that doesn't want responsibility. In Kansas City, a state senator wants to force Missouri stores to sell warm beer because he believes that if they sold beer colder than 60 degrees, it encourages them to drink. He thinks he's going to cut down on drinking and driving by making it less tempting to pop open a beer after leaving the store. That's the same kind of mentality that we're experiencing when it comes to ads on television, that if we just take it off of the television, that it goes away. Do you agree with that or disagree? Sounds like you disagree.
I agree. He has the right to do that. That's his right. Something like the other topic now, you'd be better off playing Eat Him and Smile over and over again. You might get more ratings.
Ladies and gentlemen, big hand for Sammy Hagar. Going. Brian, he says something about kids and ants. You're on. Brian, you're in the spotlight.
How you doing, Dave? Good morning.
Extraordinary. How's it going, Brian? Talk to me.
I'm just, you know, my daughter doesn't watch any football. What the problem with in our house is that my daughter whistles the tune to the Enzyte commercials, Smiling Dave or Smiling Bob commercials.
Okay, and how does that make you feel? This is an interesting quandary.
It makes me feel like I'm going to have to answer some difficult questions.
How old is the kid now? How old is she?
She's 8 years old, so she's grasping a lot now.
No pun intended. You bet she's grasping a lot, man.
Oh, my God.
No, really. You know, and kids today, come on, they don't watch me. If you watch anything on MTV in terms of what's happening in popular video today, I don't care if it's the Country Music Channel or BET. Everybody's doing the booty shake. Everybody's got their belly button sticking out. It's all about, it's all about the circle of life. That's a polite way of putting it. How are you going to explain what Levitra or Cialis or whatever it is, the theme song that she's humming is? How are you going to explain what that is? And when will you choose to do that?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to wait for the question to come up. But, it's the Enzyte commercial with that smiling Bob guy it's got the funny face on. That's the one that she likes.
I know it well, and she probably thinks of it like a Gumby commercial because those characters look like they're out of Pee Wee Herman's. Oh, bad choice of. No, they look like they're red. Those are cartoon characters, and that's why I commented on it, because they're selling an adult issue vitamin here. And I'm wondering if they're appealing to the kids. And of course they're appealing to the youth inside of you. You know, be young forever. Be young again. At least be young for between 1 and 4 hours, right?
Yeah, she... You know, it's going to be a tough question to answer. I'm sure if I get her to pay attention a little bit more to the commercial, they actually show a picture of an enlarging male organ on that, on the picture.
Where? Where is this?
Cartoon.
There's a cartoon.
On the actual commercial, you see
that's
the
right.
Capillaries dilate.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad I didn't have kids.
You have got your work cut out for you, man. Well, at what age did you get told about the miracle circle of life?
Oh, I think it was pretty early when I asked.
Okay. And my first question is, what section were you in? Because there's a whole Dr. Phil episode that could be mixed in with this, you know? It's like a buddy of mine said recently that his uncle had a heart attack watching the Miss America contest, died right there on the couch. It was a terrible tragedy. My first thought was, during which state?
Did she win?
You've got your work cut out for you. What music does your daughter listen to right now? Is she familiar with the Simpson Girls? Is she a part of the Britney Spears generation, or is she part of what you listen to? What you got her on there?
She's actually into the early Britney Spears, but she really does a lot of everything. She pretty much listens to everything we listen to. Except for that new Black Eyed Peas song. She likes that one, which kind of hits me the willies when she sings My Hump, you know?
Well, somewhere between My Hump and the Cialis theme song, you better start like yoga. You need like a drug management therapy tool yourself, you know. You're going to be doing the Paxil rattle, man. I don't relish you your task, but I really appreciate you calling in. Call again sometime, Brian. Thank you. Eric, he wants to talk about steroids. Maybe he's on steroids. Maybe he wants them banned. Eric.
Hey, Diamond Dave.
Nope, that's not a steroid voice. Maybe it is. He weighs 823 pounds, and that's his voice.
Dave, man, I got to compliment you. The greatest frontman that ever lived was a big Van Halen fan. My girlfriend even kept a poster of you over the bed where you were chained to a fence, and I used to give her crap about taking it down. She's telling me it made our sex better.
Well, there you go. Glad I was involved. I'm going to close one eye and say it was a privilege.
I do want to comment on the steroid thing. I mean, if you put a bat in Schwarzenegger's hand or any guy that was a pro bodybuilder who, you know, known admitted didn't do steroids, it's not going to make you a better athlete as far as stepping up to the plate. I mean, I know people are getting crap for it. A lot of guys right now are getting crap for it. But Jason Giambi, who went through hell for it, when he admitted it and was done doing steroids, hit more home runs after the fact. I mean, I think it's a shame. I think it's just going in the wrong direction.
What's going in the wrong direction? That too many people are doing steroids, or that we're attacking people for doing it?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think the guys should at least know that the kids that are watching look up to them like idols, and if they are doing any kind of steroids, I know they're going to get crap for it. But at the same time, anybody who's in sport, who beats themselves up, whose bodies go through a lot of stuff, some do tons of vitamins, some do all kind of protein shakes, some do steroids. It's not going to make you hit more home runs or, you know, score more points. I just think it's a shame. I don't know. I just think it's a witch hunt.
I think also, I agree with you also, that in terms of the kids, what we're peddling there is the same as what we're peddling in terms of what you can eat, what you can get away with as far as study, etc., that there's always a corner that you can cut. And I'm seeing all kinds of shows on television now about kids who are taking supplements, kids who are getting involved in earlier and earlier, like at high school age and stuff, doing steroids. We're seeing a lot of cases of overtraining. Anybody's familiar with this? I just saw a show about it, but I'm not as familiar as perhaps I ought to be. These baseball kids playing Little League, and they're ruining their elbows. They're walking away with guys like elbows like guys who are in their 50s, and they're having surgeries before they're out of their teenage years, and they're experiencing all the problems that they would normally have, because they're playing three times as long. They're making twice the effort. So you know what? I see it both ways. I frankly don't care as far as entertainment what those guys decide to do to themselves. If they're getting the paycheck they want, I'd go to a gladiator games if they threw it, okay? Honestly, I would. Conversely, what they're peddling to the kids is ruinous. because kids aren't able to decipher what is showbiz and self-destructive and what is true sport. And I think what you're referring to, sir, is a true sport compared to showbiz. If you're old enough and you want to make the dignified decision to ruin yourself in the name of the blues, great, join a rock band. You make the dignified decision to ruin your body in the name of sport, great, you can find a team for that. But what happens, I think, that you may be reflecting on also, and I agree with you, is that kids can't interpret the difference. You can't tell the difference, just like most people until a certain age can't tell the difference between is professional wrestling a sport or is it theater? To this, animals taking an exception. It is theater.
Yeah, it is theater. But if anybody saw it last night, man, you know about how you teach your kids. Last night I was watching it because I have a few friends there because I used to be involved in that long time ago. But last night they had a little show and they had like a sex show at the end of the show. Live sex on the WWE.
Do you think it's all the steroids?
Well, you know, it was a lot of kids there on steroids. You know, because it's like...
Well, wait a minute. Do the kids take Flintstone steroids?
I think so.
Chewables.
Chewables.
Now, you're saying...
Yeah.
Okay, do they advertise Cialis and Viagra at professional wrestling? I never watch the commercials, but do they?
I haven't seen a commercial, but I'm pretty sure they have because I don't watch it that much. I just watch it when I get a chance.
Now, I'm wondering, do wrestlers... Professional wrestlers take steroids.
Oh, of course. Come on.
Of course.
Do you think anybody gets that big without them?
Of course.
I got to ask certain questions. It's part of the format. Here, come on. What do you think? You think they'll do?
I definitely do.
Of course. Yeah. I know a gang of them that did steroids, and they told me, like, you can do steroids before you get there, but when you get there, then, you know, you have to, like, wean yourself off because they do tests. But if you can come, it's kind of like baseball. They, like, give you a couple of strikes, and then you do too many, then you out or something like that.
No, it's like Honda. If two is good, four is better. What kind of, did he just say, was that philosophical? Or
I just came in on the you get too many strikes, and then you're out.
And what?
And it just, huh?
How do I beat that? Roth Radio. You don't. Swing on a minute. David Lee.